I have my home girl, Janice Pires, on the line, waiting for me. Now, Janice is a mother of two beautiful, beautiful young children. One is destined to be, I think he might be a scientist. I don't know. The little boy is so smart. But the little girl is going to be a star, straight up, musical, acting, dancing, I don't know. Whatever she wants to do. She's like five years old, and she's already an amazing little star. Friend has a blog, and she wants to interview me. All right, so I'm going to, you know, welcome Janice Sanchez Pires.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you,
Devon. You're welcome. I have to give you hand claps just because you are the first one brave enough to want to do a face-to-face interview with me. Well, not face-to-face.
Phone-to-phone.
Thank you. So, let's talk. First, before you start interviewing me, let me just ask you about your blog and what your blog is about. There are some people listening,
sure,
and they may be interested in, you know, checking out your blog. So what is your blog about?
Yeah. Okay, so my blog is called Motherhood Full of Dreams, and it's at motherhoodfullofdreams.com. And I blog about parenting, kids, balancing, marriage, parental stuff, and working from out in the field and then at home when I do my blog. So it's all that good stuff. And I just talk about the stuff that I go through as a mom in my journey and how I try to keep afloat and not lose me, myself, my own identity while being a mom.
Wow. Well, I think that most mothers might want to check that out because it is easy to lose yourself in your children.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
I lose myself in other people's children, so I do.
So I started this monthly inspirational corner where I interview people that have been an inspiration to me and to others, and you are my feature of the month because you are someone that is following your passion separate from your career, and so I wanted to interview you so that all moms and all the people out there can know how you did it, what you do, and see what advice you could offer us and people out there so we can do the same thing.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely. First of all, I'm very flattered that you think I'm an inspiration and that you think that I'm doing what I want to do. Is that what you said? Doing what I want to do outside of my...
Meaning exactly what you're doing now with your blog talk radio. I mean, I know that you have an amazing career that I'm going to ask you to tell us about. But separate from that, you do this blog talk radio that is really popular. You have amazing guests on your show. You're doing something that I'm sure a lot of people dream of doing. I know me, myself, as a child, I always thought, hey, I'd love to be a DJ on the radio and interview people. And that's what you're doing. So tell us how you found that passion, and I'm guessing it's something you love, isn't it?
Yeah, I do love it. I do love it, and I wish that this was the thing that could sustain me. If I was to leave my my primary source of income and was looking for to start a second career, this certainly would be it if it paid, and
you're
I would
right.
definitely do this as a living. I love it. I love interviewing people and putting people in the spotlight, people who I believe deserve to be in the spotlight, who have done interesting things or who are mm-hmm. trying to do something interesting. Very much like yourself, Janice, I mean, with your inspirational spotlight.
Uh-huh.
That's why I picked the people that I picked that for interviews.
Tell us when you started with the Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, when I started with Blog Talk Radio in 2014, actually, in February of last year. So it hasn't actually even been a year yet. And
wow.
I started, I had always kind of thought about it. And what's so ironic is that when I was looking to go to college from high school many years ago, I thought about going for communications and mm-hmm. because I wanted to be on the radio. But somewhere mm-hmm. along the line, I lost that dream. You know, we mm-hmm. want to do things practical. Sort of like being a radio DJ is sort of like a, especially back then, there was no internet.
Right.
There was, you couldn't do it yourself. You had to be, you know, whatever, you know, to
mm-hmm.
get on the radio. So all these years later, you know, I've done some concerts and I've met some people and done some things and written some songs. And one of my friends on Facebook actually heard my song and said that, you know, you should speak to my friend who is a manager and she also has a radio show, whatever, you should talk to her. And when I spoke to that young lady, whose name is Maggie Love, we spoke about some things. And the thing that she mentioned to me that was interesting was the radio. And so I joined her radio station program, Get Lifted Entertainment,
mm-hmm.
Get Lifted Radio, and I decided to bring on, you know, I thought about how I would like my show to look, and I brought on Mika Ray and Nathan James, and
mm-hmm.
so we did it there through Get Lifted Radio for quite a few months, for about 5 months, and then I decided to branch out away from Get Lifted Radio, and started my own radio network, which is WJBR.
Cue the applause. That's amazing.
Did you say?
I said cue the applause.
Oh, okay. I will. There you go.
Yay! That is wonderful.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
started on the journey almost a year ago. It's something
yes.
you love, you enjoy, something you dreamed of as a younger person. And so what advice do you have for our readers on going after a goal of theirs? It seems like for you it kind of just fell into place, knowing people, saying, hey, I know someone who knows someone, why don't you try it? But what advice do you have for our readers?
Well, now that I've had this experience, and I think I'm pretty good at it, it's not always easy, and I don't see myself giving it up anytime soon. I enjoy it, even though sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, I feel like I might, you know, not want to do it, or I may not be good at it, or maybe I'm wasting my time, people don't like it. And then something happens which re-inspires me, or, you know, someone says something. So what I would say is this, do it, try it. If you don't like it, you don't have to keep doing it. But if
mm-hmm.
you're passionate about it, then you will see signs along the way that will encourage you to continue.
Awesome.
Yeah, because I believe that, you know, for me and you know, I'm not a really religious person, even though I do a gospel show and I love gospel music and I love
right.
God and everything. I'm not, you know, a holier-than-thou type person.
Right.
But I believe that God has placed in each of us passion, even if you're passionate about not being passionate. That's, you're so passionate. Sorry. You know,
no,
there you go.
Good.
You're passionate, right?
Yeah.
So that thing that you've always wanted to do, whether it's really like crocheting or knitting or cooking, you're really a good cook, you really like electronics, you like softball, or even if you're a lady that loves sports
mm-hmm.
and you love talking about sports, maybe you want to do a sports show.
Yeah.
And don't be discouraged because you're a female or because your brother says, you don't know anything. You know, people will knock you down, but you have to pick yourself up and say, you know what, I don't care what you say, I'm going to try it. And
right.
it doesn't matter if people like it or not. You just do it, and you'll see. If it's meant for you to do, you will get encouragement along the way.
I agree. That's so true. Well, you answered one of my other questions, which was, where does your inspiration come from? And I do agree that there are signs. There are telltale signs that come your way. It could be something really minor or something really big, but it's just something that you feel inside that tells you you're on the right path to something. And I also agree with you when you touched on sometimes you feel like, who's out there? Who's listening? Who's reading? Who cares? But then you'll get that one inspiration where you're like, yes, this is good, and you just keep going. So what is your favorite quote or piece of advice?
Oh, my favorite quote is, be worthy of the bullet that's coming to get you.
Ooh, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, that's because it's mine. No, no, actually, I was I took a landmark class or whatever, and that was something I picked up from there. And actually, what it means is, the way it was explained to me, is that every time someone tries to make a drastic change in the world, in society, whether it be Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Abraham Lincoln, Kennedy, we kill them.
Mm.
If we're trying to change the way people think, if we're trying to do something positive, really big, or even if we're trying to do something really big and negative, look at Hitler. I mean, he killed himself, but they were coming for him. Be worthy of the bullet that's coming to get you. I mean, you're going to die of something anyway.
Wow.
You're going to die of something anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, on your way.
Stand for something.
Stand up for something. But don't just make a little noise and say to your friends, yes, well, I believe in equality. You know, like, I believe in equality, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not enough. I wrote a poem about it. Then I wrote a song about it. Then I did a music video about it. And when I did the music video about it and started spreading it around, people from different religious fractions put negative things on my page and said some things to me.
Huh.
And I said, well, if you're going to kill me because I did this video because I believe in equality, then I don't want to die just for the video. I'm going to do a whole big concert, and I'm going to let everybody know about it. I'm going to be worthy of that bullet. I'm going to do something really big, like Martin Luther King. I'm not just going to talk about it and preach about it. I'm going to march. And when you knock me down, I'm going to get up and march again. You're going to shoot me? You could kill me. You could have lynched him because he was just a black man in the South. But I'm going to be loud about it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to give speeches and, you know, and we don't want anyone to get shot, obviously, and not ourselves, obviously. So that's not
but
the
But that's a wonderful example, a wonderful analogy. And I thank you for your time. And with that, I think you should play that song next.
Which song?
That song that you wrote about marriage equality.
Oh, I don't think
the
I have
one that led to the concert.
but you love me better than anyone else can. And now we must change this love, 'cause it's you, baby, you, woman, that I
it's you, I,